Back from the annual mid-session recess, a busy week to come back to as well.
It has been a busy week, albeit a short week since we started on Tuesday. One of the things that happened just today on Thursday is the passage through the Senate of the Suicide Prevention and Awareness Bill that we've been working on now. This is our second year. The bill number this year is Senate Bill 646. So that passed unanimously with a vote of 30-0 in the Senate, and it will move to the House, and we hope it has the same easy time through that process as it did last year. And again, hopeful this year that we can get it across the finish line. We know that that's a bill that, when passed, will help save the lives of young people in our K-12 schools. So it's an important piece of legislation, and I'm delighted that all of my Senate colleagues were willing to be on board with that once again this year. Also passed through the Senate was, through the Transportation Committee, a 5.9-cent sales tax increase for both regular and diesel fuel that, if it passes through the process, like our other bills, will go on the ballot, and the voters will decide whether they are willing to fund our needs for improving roads and bridges, fixing those things, repairing those things, that kind of infrastructure, with a 5.9-cent increase per gallon. Here in the Capitol today, we have students from both Parkway Central and Parkway North, and having been an attendee at both of those schools, I was at Parkway Central Senior High until Parkway North opened up my senior year, so I'm a Parkway North graduate, but it's exciting to see. These are middle school kids, and they are amazing, talented students of the arts. And today, some of the kids from Parkway Central, two of them actually sang outside my office for me. They were spectacular. One of the young women hopes to make singing her vocation, and I'm hopeful that she'll be very successful, and we'll both remember this day that we met in the Capitol. The other two young women from Parkway Central did part of their duet acting scene, so it was just delightful. And earlier in the day, we were able to introduce the six Parkway Northeast middle school students who were here with their teachers and introduce them on the Senate floor. And we're hopeful that we're going to go over and see them perform on the lawn of the governor's mansion in just a little while. So it's pretty exciting when students get to come up here and we get to spend a little bit of time talking to them. Also, this week was a huge, I don't know how many thousands of people were at the huge labor rally out on the South Lawn, and we're very excited about the idea that most of the statewide elected officials, as well as a large population of people from both sides of the aisle who support middle-class families and labor issues, who support making sure people have a living wage, were out there speaking against some of the legislation that has potential to move forward or has already moved forward in this year's legislature, but really out there rallying the troops to support workers' rights and to make sure that people have good wages, good benefits, safe environment. And there was a rally today out on the South Lawn of the Capitol. I wasn't able to attend it because we were in session, but this was Promo, who is an organization that supports LGBT rights. And they were here to, I think, again, gather the troops and thank us for our work on SJR 39 to try to oppose that and to try to encourage the members of the House to ensure that we don't enshrine discriminatory laws in our state constitution. So I didn't get to see them out there, but I know they were here in the building, and some of my staff went out and was able to meet and say hello to them. So a busy week, a lot of people up here, a lot of bills moving forward, committee hearings as usual, and we're back to the business of making sure that good laws are passing here in the state capitol. So thanks for tuning in again this week.